Good morning, it's Murphy Houston, and I don't know about you, but I am very excited about next Saturday night, the 16th of November, when Trans-Siberia Orchestra is coming to the Ball Arena, two shows at 3 o'clock, 7:30, with their brand new show, The Lost Christmas Eve. We're giving away tickets on Cozy right now. You want to win those? And also, the good folks over at Ticketmaster are putting some few tickets on sale, $15 off the price of those tickets. But more importantly, right now, I get a chance to talk to my friend and the starter of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, guitarist, and, of course, the main musical director. Al, good to have you back on Cozy.
It's good to hear your voice again, my friend. How's everything by you?
Oh, it's good. I was thinking, I'm glad you're not coming this Saturday because we're getting snow, but next Saturday is the day.
Well, first of all, just everybody stay safe and, you know, I hope everybody's okay. And, yes, I cannot wait to get there. I cannot. It's going to be so much fun this year, Murphy.
Well, every year you come with a new adventure. It's something new. All the effects, all the talent is phenomenal. And this show this year from TSO, The Lost Christmas Eve, is kind of special, too, for 2024. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we haven't played The Lost Christmas Eve in its entirety as a piece, I think, I'm going to say, 10, 12 years ago. So musically, for the folks in your community in particular, this is a lot of those people's favorite stories of Paul's three Christmas stories. You know, it's a really beautifully written story that everybody can relate to, and, you know. But if you think, and I think the last time we talked, I mentioned this to you, if you think, and I've only heard about it the last time we talked, I didn't put eyes on it until last week,
right?
But the advances in technology over the last decade have allowed our department heads to create things that they couldn't have even dreamt up 10 years ago.
Oh, that's amazing.
And when I finally got to see what was going on, I'm like, you guys are just absolutely incredible. This, nobody's seen anything like this before, I promise. And I've told you, you and I have been friends for 24 years now.
Yeah, since you started.
Bigger, it's better, it's crazier, and I've never disappointed you. But this one is even bigger and better and more beautiful and breathtaking, and I just looked at it and went, wow, I'm so impressed.
I can remember, Al, back in the day when you came into the radio station, we were allowed to do all of that before the COVID stuff hits and things haven't changed, and you'd come in and tell us the adventures, and I thought, yeah, that's a lot of talk. Until I started seeing Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And you told me the first time, I'll never forget it, I'm going to make it snow at the Ball Arena, which it's called now, was the Pepsi Center back then.
Yeah,
I'm going, yeah, that's great, Al, sure is. You made it snow in the Pepsi Center. I couldn't believe it. Sitting there, here comes the snow. And every time you come back, every year, you do it again, and people are amazed.
Yeah. Well, that was, listen, I appreciate you saying that. And we've had so much fun over the years talking about this stuff. But we've always brought it back to Paul O'Neill.
Yeah.
You know, the man's vision, the way his mind worked, his creativity, you know, was so special, and he would never take no for an answer. You met Paul many times.
Yes, I was blessed to do that. He is a man of a great creative mind, and the two of you guys worked really well together. But I always have to bring up his generosity to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the fact that people may not realize, but every time you come through town, a dollar of every ticket you sell goes to local charities. There are not a lot of groups doing that. You know that, Ralph, right? Nobody does that.
No, they don't. And I don't know why, but, you know, again, you do what you got to do. But this is paramount to Paul. You know, he just cared for people. He wanted to make a difference in the world. He wanted to help. And I witnessed that firsthand when we first started kicking around the streets in New York City, club to club, studio to studio, back in the early 80s.
Right.
And he said from the jump, every ticket we sell forever, he will donate a dollar from that ticket back into the community. And I think we just passed 20 million tickets sold.
Yeah, I don't have to be a genius to do the math. That's $20 million, my friend. $20 million.
Yeah, because everybody says, a dollar. What's a dollar going to do? Well, it adds up, you know.
That's Paul O'Neill.
I'm very proud of him, and I will do my best to continue his legacy because he deserves it.
And I got to tell this story, and I know you remember it. The first time you came to town and I'd met Paul, and you're up there performing. Paul, I watched Paul because he was back by the sound booth, but he's now in the crowd, and he's handing out, I think, $20, $30, $100 to kids and telling these kids, go buy your parents something for Christmas.
I mean,
out of the clear blue, I'm going, that's Paul O'Neill doing that. I was impressed.
You know, I don't know if I ever told you the story, but we were he and I were driving through Tampa. We were going to the studio doing something, and he saw, like, the marching band at the USF campus.
Oh.
You know, and he goes, pull over. And I'm like, now what? You know? And Paul being Paul, you know, it's the middle of, I don't know, let's say it's the middle of May. and he's got his black leather jacket on and his glasses. It's got to be 400 degrees outside, and he jumps out and he gets the band right. I think he handed him $10,000. You know, and they said, go buy new sousaphones. Those are terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in the car and he left. I'm really?
Yeah, that's Paul O'Neill. Many years ago. But the generosity continues, thanks to El Petrelli and all the talent. And the talent every year, I think, they can't be better than last year. But you always are better than last year. I don't know how that happens.
Well, you know, we talked over the years about this. You know, I always look at it like, you know, an NFL football team.
Yeah.
You know, whoever won the Super Bowl last year, you know.
That's true.
Okay, fantastic, you know. You got the ring. You got the you accomplished the nearly impossible. Wonderful. But I promise you, when Andy Reid got back to, you know, work in the late winter, early spring, he's like, okay, that's in the rearview mirror. I have to do this again.
Yeah. Yep, you're on it, though.
What do? You rebuild the team. You go back to square one. You start thinking about how do we do it from the jump again. And that's kind of like how we do this thing. Every year we finish the tour. Fortunately, it's, you know, been really good years. And then come mid-January, it's like, how do we beat it?
How do you top yourself?
You've got 10 months to figure it out.
Yeah, I
got to
say you do it, and everybody gets excited. If you've never seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra, well, they're back in town Saturday, November 16th at the Ball Arena, 3 p.m., 7:30 p.m., brand-new show, The Lost Christmas Eve. Get those tickets now. Now, as I said, we're giving some away. And also, you can get some from Ticketmaster for a couple of days, $15 off select seats. Get them now because they're going to be gone. It's next Saturday.
Real quick. Yeah.
Yep. So don't
remember,
wait around.
You know that there's no bad seats in that arena.
Oh, gosh,
the
no.
The back of the arena becomes the front of the arena and vice versa. So don't get jammed up if you're not, like, really close, because sometimes it's, you know, the show from further back is, like, different.
Yeah, well, it certainly is. And the best part about it is you get musicians up on things that are flying over people, and they're playing down on you, and in the back of the arena and the side of the arena. And it's just nuts.
I'm too old to do all that flying around, but the rest of the kids can go do it. I'm staying on the stage.
Well, Al, I look forward to seeing you next week down at the Ball Arena, and we'll maybe get a chance to chit-chat in person for a little bit.
I think we're going to do that, because I know that they're letting all the bubbly protocol stuff go. So, yeah, you and I owe you a big hug. It's been too long,
brother. Been too long, buddy. Have a safe trip out here. I'll see you in a week.
I can't wait, Murphy. Thanks so much for the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for spending time with us here on Cozy, and you guys, too. That's it. TSO next Saturday. Get your tickets now.